The tunnel of its own, down a hollow to a cavern where the sun has never shone.
You're listening to like Advice Live with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I wish you well, and not only do I wish it, I think I can help you to get well, regardless of your problems, at least 95% of the time. All problems begin with a cause. And physicians make the mistake, a terrible mistake. They're not metaphysical. They don't see or perceive. They learn, and they learn from another person, and learn from another person. And slowly but surely you're able to fix the symptom but not the cause. And the person lives longer, but then he lives longer to become wronger, pardon the vernacular. And so therefore, the problem that wasn't solved, just covered up and neutralized, extends and evolves into another form, in yet another form. And then it keeps going, unless, of course, the individual finds the truth, the simple truth that sets them free. This is what the program is all about. This is what I just said, has to do also with your country. It gets sicker and sicker, and not understanding what is doing it. For example, just to make a point very quickly, if somebody promises you something and does not live up to it, how does that affect you? Okay, now let me put it this way. If Obama promises you, or promises you they uphold the Constitution, etc., 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 but doesn't deliver, how does that affect you as an American? Never mind the people who are not Americans, meaning the left. The left are mentally ill. And there's a lot of mentally ill people in America today. And there's a reason for it. The reason for it is because the kind of stress you feel, in this case, it's a subtle form of stress. Somebody seems nice. Somebody seems pleasant. Somebody seems trustworthy. He's handsome. But he's a manipulator. And so, how does he manipulate? Well, there's many ways. One is being cruel, but in this case, it's more subtle. Especially when a person gets into power, there's not much you can do because you've given him the power politically. So it takes a whole lot of people to take it away. But in your personal relationships, your husband promises something and he doesn't deliver and he keeps on promising and it doesn't seem to matter. It doesn't seem to bother him that he doesn't deliver. And so how does it affect you? How does it affect the children? If it's your husband. See, you start to get angry, don't you? Okay, let me say this about anger. It is the entry place where hell comes into your home, into your house, into your mind. Just anger. Now, don't ever believe anyone will say anger is normal. Resentment, annoyance, getting feelings hurt, being upset. See, do not ever believe that and don't tell yourself. Otherwise, you'll be lying to yourself. The root of every sickness and every misery and every suffering that ever has been is rooted in the game of in upsetting you and intimidating you. And there's many ways of doing it. And I just opened with the very simple principle of promising and not delivering. Just like Obama. He's doing this and he seems like a friendly person. You can't get near him. He's your president. Millions of people elected him, therefore you can't take it back. Only as a group of people can you take it back. But how do you take it back since you are subject? You feel helpless. Each one of you feel helpless. This program is designed to get to many people as possible to show you how to undo what you've done. You must start first with your wife or your husband and perhaps your children, but let's make it a start somewhere. You fall in love and you wake up losing a war you didn't know you were fighting. That is exactly what is irritating. And the other person has the power over you right away because they promise but don't deliver, or they deliver too much and make you addicted. I'll be right back.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501(c) nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening, my friends. I was talking to you about how easy it is to mesmerize you, to get inside you, and to rule over you. And I was explaining that anger, or in your case, judgment, secret judgments, which is a form of anger.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation.
Can you? Okay. I got interrupted there just now, so excuse me. I was making the point in the opening salvo, and I'll start again. I want you to understand that the core, the root cause of all your suffering, wars, drugs, alcohol, and just every problem you can imagine except for what, for 5%, just 5%. But the other 95% is rooted in a cause and effect, an original cause. And the cause is metaphysical. Do you understand what I mean by metaphysical? Now, this technique of making you angry and upset, that is the hypnotist's way of persuading you and programming you to allow that person to live through you and on you, like a cancerous creature. See? So, what we need to understand, if we're going to survive as a human race, is that your sickness and diseases come from being disconnected from your common sense. But there's another word which is better, than more sophisticated, from your intuition, from the ability to see the way Jesus spoke of it. They see but don't perceive. They hear but do not understand. See? So when you awaken from your trance, from your hypnotic state or your sin state, and we'll have to discuss what that is in just a few minutes, but when you recover, if a Jesus would come down into America today and his nature would affect you, inflict itself upon you so that the bad person gets sicker for hating him. And the good person says, oh, thank you. Now I see. I have eyes and now I see. That's it. There's something about a metaphysical aspect of all that goes wrong with your life and all that can go right with it. It depends upon which will or invisible force, metaphysical force, something outside this universe. In both places, you say there's a dark side in this universe, dwelling here, but other dimensional. It's in your bedroom, it's in your schools, it's everywhere. It's not just in people, it's little child could be infected simply by seeing money on dad's night table. That's all. And so, all of a sudden something will speak to him and say, hey, you can get, your dad won't miss that. How many of you remember doing something like that when you were a little boy, little girl? Where'd that voice come from? You don't think of it, but just there's a pull towards the money on the table, a little bit. Go ahead, you all notice it, and you can buy that little airplane. If the child resists it, he's okay. If he gets pulled into it, he's got a problem. That will last him forever, because the way the father, usually like most fathers who don't understand this kind of thing, doesn't know how to deal with this. If he recognizes that the kids took the money, he'll let him go, and then that will embolden him right away. Or it will frighten him into submission. See, make him feel guilty and be punished harshly. So there's dysfunction there for the rest of his life. Just that. And that little mischievous voice is there. I remember a person saying to me when he was 50 years old, he was a volunteer at the Foundation of Human Understanding, and he says, I remember when I was a little boy, I was playing cowboys and Indians, and something said to me in my head, pick up that rock and smash that kid's head in. And while he was playing in the excitement, he picked it up, then suddenly he became conscious. Oh my God. He dropped the rock and ran. So, see what that is? What is that? Well, the same thing, he says, at night time, I felt I had to put the bedclothes over my feet because I felt like something would come up through those feet. It would wake up and see little creatures on the end of the bed. And you would say, no, that's a mal imagination. No, it's not imagination, it's real. Children have perception, and they tend to see what we grown-ups don't see, because we have lost our perception in the metaphysical. There's the metaphysical of evil, and there's a metaphysical of good. And so one, the metaphysical of evil, is trying to pull you away from the good, to own you, to act through you and live through you. And that's the dark side of the force. And hence all of your problems. Hence every single one, 90, up to 95%. You name the disease and tell me, you know, there's all kinds of names so I wouldn't grasp it. You just tell me what the symptoms are. And let me speak to you. And the number is 800-866-8883. And I will show you how to see it for yourself, the root cause of cause and effect. In other words, disease is not independent. It is based on a root. It flourishes from a root. So the effect, if treated in isolation, meaning it's the disease but not the effect of some kind of disorder at a root. So the root becomes manifest in the flesh, in the mind, see, in your behavior. The root can behave you, cause your behavior in you, and illness and disease. And unless you understand this, you will have no life and you will have no country. Because not only does it work in disease and suffering and broken marriages and mental illnesses, you name it, alcohol, drugs, but it exists in politics. Politics can do exactly the same on a much larger scale. Politics is war. From a different, you know, politics is war. It's a continuation of war by different means. See that? The continuation of war by different means. See? So what we're looking at is a root cause of called politics. That's the disease. And from that disease rises all kinds of problems until there's war and killing each other. And so I would like to share with you, if you are strong enough to be criticized, if you're strong enough to admit your fault, because I deal in faults. I don't want to find fault with you to make you sick. I want to find the fault in you to make you well, to show you what the fault is, because you could not be sick without the fault. And the fault comes right back to intimidation, to the spirit of intimidation. So whoever it is that intimidates you and succeeds in upsetting you, annoying you, irritating, get your feelings hurt, whoever that is, whether they are aware of it or not, makes no difference. Usually they're not aware of it. You are aware of the cruelty, they are only doing what was done to them, which is normal. I mean, it is the norm, not normal, but it's the norm. When I say you do it, we do to others what was done to you, that's what Jesus says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? So it doesn't, if it goes down, it becomes exponential. It goes down a chain. That could be a political chain, or it could be in the family, or it could be a bully at school. Those who are strong enough, mean enough, the word is not strong, but weak, but finding strength in the more innocent, see, and doing to them what was done to him or her. That is the sickness that's spreading through the whole world and disturbing the field of our happiness. The number is 800-866-8883. 800-866-8883. You have to concede to an other dimension. There is good and evil in the world, but where does evil come from? I don't see evil animals. They can't choose to be whatever they are. They evolve and adapt themselves to environment. But when you respond to the world that you have come into, and if you have come into a unhealthy world, which it usually is, whether you like to admit it or not, a lot of people calling this program will talk about their mother's too nice or mother's mean, or the father's weak, or he's a bully. It's usually one to the other. The bully always has his way with a bullied. And the bullied person tends to go along, to get along, to give up his life force. There's all this to it. And one gets swollen with living off the other, and becoming dependent on living off that other. And that other can turn around and take it out on the kids, say. And the kids take it out on the little kids. And the smaller kids, to make a visual picture of it, is pulling wings off of butterflies. And they take him to the psychiatrist. And he's not the problem. It's the parents. And then it's the big sister or the big brother. It goes down to all the way down to the little one. And he's showing some strange symptoms. And he gets some drugs. And therefore, you see, now he's going to be drugged forever. And the problem will keep eating him away till he finds the truth of it, sets him free. But that's not just psychological problems. It becomes physical, see. It becomes through emotions. Emotions create havoc in your health. We'll be right back. So would you like to call me? Would you like to challenge me on this matter? I will show you, and perhaps you could already begin to wince a little bit from what I'm saying, is that what you think as normal is an adaptation to something evil. Yes, adaptation. Once you have been irritated or seduced, a bond is established between you and the corrupting source. Your corruptor's mind projects and becomes your way of thinking. And you adapt to it, and you adopt it as if it was your own. You will, as you grow older, you will be a bully or a coward. That's all you're going to be, or both. Weak before the strong, strong before the weak. So that's all there is to it, and this is what's wrong with our country. And nobody understands the secret forces behind what I'm saying. There's good, and you're troubled. And then there's bad. It causes trouble to get rid of his trouble. It's called judgment. You get upset, you bully out somebody into submission, and you forget what your father did to you, turned you into a bully. Your father, let's say your father is very cruel to his little son and beats him until he's submissive and crying. He goes to school and he's crying and he gets angry. He takes his anger out on somebody with such power that it frightens that kid. And he discovers, wow, I control him. He's become his dad already. And the little kid, the smaller one, who's reacting to it and trying to give in and try to go along with him, is emboldening that boy's behavior. So he's becoming more like his friends, but his father, I mean, becoming more like his father. He knows how to cause trouble, to upset person, to gain power from the loser. There's a certain metaphysical power that passes between people. And that is why Jesus in the scripture, well, it's not necessarily Jesus, it was the paradise lost through one man's sin and death through sin, spread through the human race. So you come into this culture and you come into a flawed family. If you ask any preacher, you ask any person to say, are you perfect? They say, who's perfect? No one's perfect. Yes, nobody is, but you should be. Become perfect as your Father in heaven is perfect. See, this is what he said. The things I can do, you can also do. What happened to that paragraph? Why do the preachers say that doesn't mean it, what it means, when they say the whole Bible does? They take that out. See that? So it goes this way in our lives. Your corruptors, I'm in bad light here. I'm just want to read a little bit to you. And then I comment on every, I pause every minute. This is the letter killeth. if you want to get a copy of it. Your corruptor's spirit becomes your spirit. His way of believing or her way of believing becomes yours also. And you become suggestible to those kinds of people wherever they are. The serpent of knowledge becomes the guiding voice of the intellect. It thinks through you, but you think it is you who's doing the thinking. So you think and trust that. That's why you sometimes do terrible things thinking that you're doing the right thing. Because it's the wrong thing, but you're taking orders from the wrong side of the force, which makes it look okay. Which tempts you to things that to draw you into other things. So you yourself can be a corrupter and live off other people, but people who are stronger than you can actually seduce you and suck you in a manner of speaking. So it eggs a man on to lust after a woman and makes him think that if he doesn't use her, love and experience her, he's denying life and he will miss something so vital that he might die. Here again, it lies, and as long as he believes that lie, the sensuous desires grow stronger and more hungry. And when they get fed, he becomes hungrier, because every high is a new low. Every sense, everything that makes you feel better, everything that makes you pulls you up, makes you feel confident, makes you feel makes you feel like you're worthwhile, is worthless, because it all you do is bring it. It pulls you in. It pulls you away from your conscience, which you think is the enemy. It relieves you of the enemy, which isn't your enemy, and you get sucked into your friend, which is a fiend. Now, I hope this is not too disturbing to you, but we are talking about good and evil, and they enter us, one from the inside, the good, as represented by your Jesus, is intuitive and is understood better when he spoke of the Pharisees. He cussed them all out, but he says, you see, but you do not perceive. See how I'm putting emphasis on this. You see, but you don't perceive. There's some music which goes on, now I was blind and now I see. I wish I could sing it, but I'm not very good at that sort of thing. That's not my forte. But you know that song, now I was once was blind and now I see. Yeah, but he wasn't really blind. We, like the Pharisees, are intellectual, which means we depend on our intellect. And that brings into play the knowledge of good and the knowledge of evil. They both happen to be evil. The knowledge of good is evil. Because if you go to the synagogue and you go to church, you don't want the letter. You don't want the letter of the law. If you've studied your Bible, Jesus is very clear. He says the letter of the law kills. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you, I want you to keep my radio program on the air, support my work. This is very expensive to share with you, the things that I'm sharing with you, because it could save your life. And if it does help save you, and I'm sure it will, if you understand and listen to me more clearly, you will see that it's very simple. All you need. I beg your pardon, David? It's also through supportive radio. So please write to Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528, or FHU.com.
Hi, this is David Masters, and I want to talk to you about supporting the work of my dad, Roy Masters. I think of the word gratitude, and I wonder how many of you have that sense or that feeling. The word actually means the quality of being thankful, readiness to show appreciation, and to return kindness. When you support the Foundation of Human Understanding, you're showing your gratitude. You're showing that you've been helped, and you're showing that that has value. Not only that, but you're thinking about future generations that will need to hear this message many years into the future. Remember, your donations are tax deductible, and they go to supporting this work on the radio, in the prison ministry, and for the military. To donate online, go to www.fhu.com/donate. That's fhu.com/donate. Or through the mail to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Gratitude. It will make all the difference in your life.
Discover an easy and simple drug-free antidote to overcome alcoholism, drugs, smoking, and other various addictions with a simple app. Discover Cure Stress. With the Cure Stress app, you can begin to walk away from addiction in just 7 minutes. And this 7-minute technique is free on the Cure Stress app. Break the endless loop of negative thoughts. Improve how you interact with people at work or at home with the Cure Stress app. You can finally heal from past traumatic events or resolve relationship difficulties. It can even help you cope with post-traumatic stress disorder or PTSD. And it only takes 7 minutes free with the Cure Stress app. Change your life without effort and in the comfort and privacy of your home in just 7 minutes with the Cure Stress app. Free and available now on Apple App Store and Android Google Play. Finally, cure stress with the Cure Stress app.
It's time to face the facts. If you don't conquer stress, stress will conquer you. Dr. George Hader, psychiatrist and diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology.
It's the only approach that I've ever seen in the whole field of psychology which allows you to become independent, which doesn't just set you up to take the next course in whatever type of psychology that you may be studying. It truly teaches you how to understand yourself and make decisions on your own and gradually grow as a person, become more confident and more effective.
Be still and know. Visit FHU.com and download the concentration exercise entitled Be Still and Know. Be Still and Know is rooted in ancient biblical principles that help you fight those unseen forces that up until now you have not understood. Visit FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. Be Still and Know and begin a new life free of fear, worry, and struggle.
Untold thousands have acquired helpful insight into their lives through help from the Foundation of Human Understanding. Your donations and continued patronage allow us to continue our work to improve the human condition. Through our radio extension of Advice Line with Roy Masters and our website at FHU.com, we will continue to offer answers to the tough questions that life presents. Great inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation. Roy Masters offers his meditation exercise titled Be Still and Know on the Foundation's website, FHU.com. Now you can release the binds that tie you, learn to break those unhealthy addictions, overcome anger, rage, and insecurity. It all begins with a proper mindset. The Foundation website offers you the gateway to a more meaningful existence. Inner peace can be discovered through the practice of meditation, titled Be Still and Know at FHU.com. You can also call the Foundation Monday through Friday at 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227.
This program is brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501(c) nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Call 1-800-877-3227 or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening again. I'm looking for... I've opened the program in the last half an hour. And we've had a couple of calls that are kind of insipid. I'm looking for an intelligent question. I'm looking for someone to ask me to share with them what I know. And all I need is for you to just give me the symptom. Give me the name of the sickness and just provide me a little, just a little understanding of where you hurt, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, nearly often I can hear what it is just from my voice. And the number to call is 800-866-8883. This is not easy to do, this kind of subject matter, which envelops a sort of an entity. You may not like what I just said, but your misery and suffering comes from an entity and the will of the world. Let me ask you a question with this, about this. Do you believe that you have a will? Now, the chances are you will say, yes, I do. And if you ask me, Roy Masters, do you have a will? I will say, no, a will has me. And so you need to look at that as the same with you. You have a will of the world. And I could have a different kind of will that wills good to me. But I have to be subject to that. I have to be reborn, basically speaking. I have to be saved from the will of the world. And the will of the world travels through the generations, and nobody escapes it. Here it is again, is this little piece of scripture. Through one man, sin and death through sin spread through the human race. See, there it is. So only one man did the sin, but then it infected everybody as a virus. To it, Cain kills Abel, the first murder. It didn't go far before it did its mischief. Through one man, sin, through one man, only one. The only person that ever sinned deliberately, who had a choice to do right, to wrong from right, and made an excuse. Only one person, through one man. Not all men, just one. But the spirit of it, acting through Eve. Listen to this, acting through Eve. And we'll discuss this in a minute if you want to. Because there's a metaphysical aspect to this. It's very, very clear and familiar. And if you'll call me, 800-866-8883, I will explain it to you. Through one man's sin and death through sin. So when you come into the world, I keep saying this, I've got to say this every time on the radio because new people are listening. So what you are experiencing when you are born is a disconnect. The moment, very close to the moment you'll be born, maybe when you get to be 1 year old or 2 year old, you begin to see the injustices around you and the unfairness and the cruelty and all the madness and craziness, which is becoming more and more, you know, evident. And so as a child, your perception, that what Jesus said to the Pharisees, you perceive, but you don't see. So in other words, you're blind. There's a part of you that's blind that gives you human quality. When you're blinded, so when you see and not perceive, you're missing the perception, which is redemptive by nature. But it follows you as a hound of heaven all the way to the grave. It follows you. But you may think of it as an enemy. And it's not. And so, therefore, you have anxiety. Pardon, Adam? Yeah, you want to come in? Come in, David.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
You know, you're talking about children. It's a very important topic because exactly what you're describing happened to my my two boys a few years back. And one of them, the oldest, started having a dream.
Yes.
And he described it to me. It was about maybe 8 years old. He dreamed that he was at one of his friend's house, and the boy was asleep. And on the end of the bed was perched a creature that looked like it had a tiki mask on.
Yes.
A very frightening tiki mask. And he said, "What does that mean?" And I said to him, "Well, God has shown you the spirit of the world that waits for you while you're sleeping and what in your in
that's
your
a
life."
Good, that's a good answer.
So then, this is very interesting, then that the younger one says, "I don't like to go to sleep." I said, "Why?" He said, "Because I don't like my thoughts. I don't like to dream." I said, "I understand that completely." Because he doesn't like to be out of control of his mind. So this the beauty of what you're saying is if parents can hear it, that they can actually inform their children. No, the world outforms you.
That's
and the
correct.
Truth informs you.
That's correct.
And so what I've done with those two boys is I've given them the ability to see things as they are, not as the world wants you to see it,
mm-hmm.
but actually as you're describing, with the truth that sets you free to see things as they are. Now, they're very aware, two kids walking through the world.
I tell you that. That's a mouthful. You're quite right.
See, I still have little fears with my feet. I keep my feet on the bed all the time. I don't like having those feet go off the end of the bed. So when you said that, I said, "Oh, what is that?" And every time it comes up, I look at it because there's nothing under the bed.
Well, I'll tell you a little story.
Yeah.
The man that told me that story, you know, with the creatures on the end of his bed.
Yeah.
And I used to feel the same thing. I used to cover my feet up and make sure. But he said he saw these creatures dancing on the end of his bed. And I say they're real.
They
he's
are.
Actually seeing in another dimension because he's intuitive.
Agreed.
While people who are corrupted are sensual, so they only see with their intellect. They don't perceive with their intuitive self, which can see in other dimensions. See what I mean? And be saved from the dimension into which they're born.
Yes.
But he said, "But I woke up one morning, I got fearful, and they were gone." So now he's talking to me, he's 50 years old. He says, "Well, guess where they went?" I said, "Into you." He said, "Yes."
Oh.
And I had to give him an exorcism. And it came out. Because he only because he didn't know how to deal with it. He didn't have a father like you. He doesn't have a father like me.
Yeah.
See that?
You know, I just think, though, that, you know, it's like how everybody now can come out of the closet and talk about all the strange things that they're into. But why can't we come out of the closet and talk about the strange things that are in us?
Yeah, because the people who are strange and coming out of the closet are dirty and filthy. Yes, all of them. And that's evil. All those perversions. You name them all.
Yeah.
So I don't have to name them. They name themselves. It runs through your head when you know what I'm talking about. But these are perverts, all of them. And so they have this spirit in them that makes wrong seem right and good evil. And it's just like ISIS. You want a good example?
Yes.
You've got to look at ISIS. They live on other people dying.
You said that last night, and it was probably one of the best descriptions I've ever heard.
Yes, sir.
Of what motivates those kinds of people. They're pure evil.
That's a pure evil. So if we are going to defeat them, we must become purely good. Not good. It's not good enough to be a Jew. It's not good enough to be a Christian as we understand it. Because that's book learned. That's knowledge. That is the Pharisee kind of Christianity. That is the fact that we're caught up in words. The letter killeth. You can't learn, intellectually learn, and expect to get spiritual salvation, eternal life, or even become well and strong and healthy and happy with just verses and chapters, because it only makes you an actor on the stage, as a famous writer once said. Shakespeare. So, where was I with that? I forgot.
You're making some great points.
I am? I'm making some great points.
Well, every time you say something, something else occurs to me.
So what occurs to you then?
Well, what I want to say is that if you're afraid to speak the truth about evil, then basically you're giving evil power. Over everyone. Giving,
yes,
that's not correct. Only yourself, but over others around you. And this is why in our country today, we don't even talk about terrorism anymore. They don't. The newspapers don't use the word terrorist because it brings to mind terror.
That's right.
You know, so even the truth itself has been sort of, I want to say, like a dog with a collar, controlled. Control the truth, control the narrative, control the future.
And those who see begin to diminish.
Yeah.
Because they're born into the culture as it becomes coarse and more coarse. And several generations of coarse intercourse, if you know what I mean illicit relationships and not being married and not loving and being loved in the right way, is extending now the misery and suffering of paradise lost through one man's sin and death through sin spread through the human race when you are born into any culture. And this culture is very bad and dangerous. And so you need to have a certain decorum, a certain kind of perception that you have and all my siblings have now, to be able to guide your children away from the fray, the perversity that's in our country. Because the perversity is becoming normal and virtue is becoming dangerous. And it's almost like a sort of beginning way of becoming ISIS ourselves. We're yielding to the, like Baltimore, even the cops are beginning to shrink and embolden the bully. The whole idea is not just one bully and one coward, but a whole mass of bullies and a whole mass of the people who give in to the processes coming down from the White House in this particular case. See, so we need to learn, understand our own weakness with the relationship to each other. In other words, if somebody can upset you, and if everybody thinks that being upset is normal and going along to get along is normal, they're out of their mind. All right. FHU.com. FHU.com. Please support my work. If you will call me with a problem, I will show you where all this fits. 800-866-8883. West Coast time, 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 p.m. every day, Monday through Friday. Thank you. And the website is FHU.com. And get the download on your iPhone or just listen to the meditation, which is a 7-minute meditation free of charge, and watch how things change. I will change you over to the bright side of the force so that you can see the dark side of the force and see it shrink as you are shrinking away from me now, as you are afraid of me right now, or you love me right now, whichever who you are. But the way you react to me will tell you what kind of person you are. Thank you. We'll be right back. Do you want to say something to it?
Well, I did. Actually, I was thumbing through my news, as I do every day, and I came across this article, and I was shocked at the headline. The headline was, "It's okay not to be happy." Now, doesn't that say something about the idea that people have an expectation?
Well, they say so many stupid things. And so, it's so many stupid things, millions of them. And that's just one of them. I mean, it doesn't say anything. It doesn't do anything. It's just a noise. And it could be disturbing noise, but it is a silly noise because we don't define what happiness is. I can tell you what happiness is.
Tell me.
It's not, happiness doesn't have a feeling. Now, there's two kinds of that. You can be so angry and so upset, so vulnerable to pressures, that you don't know how to deal with it anymore, and if you pile up any more angers and hostilities and suppress them, you'll go blind, you get sick, you know you're going to die. So the body will do what your spirit cannot do anymore. It's too far from reality. So your body will create a defense mechanism around, so you have no feeling at all for anything. That's a sickness. But I'm not talking about that kind of sickness. I'm meaning emotion is a feeling. Emotion of anger and emotion of love is a feeling, but the love is a lie. And anger is intimidating. They both infect you. Love-hate relationship.
Brought to you by the Foundation of Human Understanding, a 501(c) nonprofit organization. Your financial assistance is absolutely necessary to keep this program on the air. All donations are tax deductible. Write to P.O. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528, call 1-800-877-3227, or visit FHU.com.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I was talking about the subject of happiness, and I say happiness is no feeling at all. The reason for this is because happiness, anger can make you happy, meaning take away your guilt because somebody, you're projecting ugliness on a person and make them worse than you are. You actually project your hostility and what's wrong with you onto somebody else. Actually do that mentally. And if the person responds to that, then you feel relieved for a moment, but your conscience burns more. So you are judged. So something that's following you, you're becoming a judge of others. That's called judgment. It's an emotional state. It gives you a feeling of worth, only for a moment, only to experience the judgment on your judgment, because the hound of heaven is following you and trying to tell you something, so that you have to become addicted to more judgment, to more cruelty, so that you can keep projecting it on to other people so you don't see it to yourself. But look how evil you become. You see these bad people in movie theaters doing torturing, and just there's the good guy, bad guy stuff, and the bad guy stuff is really bad. They torture, they kill, they twist, they electrocute you, they cut your legs off, and they stand there looking and enjoying it. And that's what we do in our own hearts. Even though we don't do it openly, we're actually doing it to somebody and enjoying the pleasure to the degree that a culture will allow. But you've got to be very careful. If everybody starts to do unto others what was done to them, and see that? So these are feelings. These are feelings that makes you feel worth. It gives you a sense of worthless worth. But you become addicted to doing the same thing over and over again. And it's same with love. So, which isn't love. It's not divine love. I'm speaking of divine love. I'm talking about sensuous love. The one that gives you a feeling and takes away the pain of anxiety. It makes you feel good. It lifts you up. Somebody loves you and makes you, and gives you drink, and gives you drugs, gives you alcohol. They rise to the occasion, and you stoop to imbibe it. And as you stoop to imbibe it, you get a feeling of an elevated feeling, but every high is a new low again in the law of metaphysics. Metaphysics is evil and good. Both are metaphysics. They're not physical, but they become physical. So the good can take a shape in you and pull you away, save you, redeem you from the system. But it could also, because you come into this world, you adopt, you come into the lot of Adam. But you haven't be given the choice of good and evil. You're just in entering into a culture, whichever culture it is, it's the same kind of behaviors, worse, 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 or better, 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 like in America, which is not so good anymore. We're beginning to slide like Rome. And so you got these two forces, metaphysical forces, evil acting through men and women. And people will believe, think, and behave, and allow that dark side of the force to be give the individual, the out-individual, I should say, the identity that you can see in movies, evil, cruel, demoralizing, degrading. And you see these, but the point is they don't see anything wrong with this. They see human beings as food, but not necessarily only, because cannibals, yes, but not food from gives that we give up an aroma, a energy force that is spiritual. It's our soul that we give up to fulfill the soul or the broken, the emptiness of the demoralizer. And the demoralizer becomes hungrier and hungrier, and we go along. Once we start to give ourselves to them, we can't stop. And we begin to be shaped like Dracula. You know, Dracula, it was a very good story, because the minute the woman took the garland of garlic and the cross from her breast, he bites her and drinks her blood and puts his nature into her. See, so now she becomes addicted, because in the story, which is quite accurate in the manner of speaking, you have a visible evil. See, there in our movies, it's visible, and it takes it, the blood, and she yields the blood by force to the Dracula. That's right. And so what happens is Dracula becomes the identity. In other words, the innocence is gone, and the identity in the person who gave up the blood, the identity is Dracula's identity. It isn't God's identity. It's now you have displaced. He has displaced the identity with his own. And therefore, she has to keep, in order to keep her identity, a new identity alive, which is ugly, she has to give more and more love, blood, to Dracula. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is what you do. So this, when you give up and you get angry and upset, somebody's living off of you. Please support our program. And if you want to get out of giving in to get along, becoming codependent on people and hating them secretly and feeling guilty secretly and going back again and giving blood and getting more identity and sense of worth that's worthless, please go, if you don't want to do that anymore, go to my website, fhu.com, and support my radio program. It's essential that for you to help. If I help you, play it forward, please, with your donations. Text it up.
Round like a circle in a spiral, like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning.
Okay, one more minute. Would you please take the trouble to write down this address? Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Please support you at this program. And if I've helped you to see something about your anger and given you the free use of the meditation on my website, fhu.com, 7 minutes with extension, which is only $10, and that's all I've got to give you, then please support me with a donation to keep me on the air so other people will hear what you heard.